I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Lebanon's government took another step toward law and order. Its cabinet approved the objectives of a U.S. proposal that would see Hezbollah disarmed by the end of the year. The Iran-backed militant group declared it will ignore this decision, but war with Israel has largely gutted its leadership and diminished its influence. Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon.
For 40-plus years, nobody could challenge Hezbollah. Nobody could say anything.
But the new government this year has taken a stand.
Does this mean that everything's good? No. It means that we are expecting now backlash.
Nuna expects Hezbollah will eventually have to lay down arms, but it might take a new round of military action to make that happen. For now, Lebanon's years of struggle have left its Shiite population desperate for true hope. Pray that Triumph at Mercy Lebanon will see much fruit in gospel ministry to them. And more of Mission Aviation Fellowship's missionary pilots and mechanics today are coming from the very communities they serve. David Holston, MAF president and CEO, says,
we used to see larger numbers of Western missionaries who were serving in remote parts of the world. Unfortunately, the number of missionaries that are going to some of those pioneering parts of the world has decreased. Now, there are national missionaries who are responding to a call that God has placed on their life to reach their own people.
MAF's future vision?
So it could be that an Indonesian pilot joins us to serve in Ecuador, or a mechanic from Mexico joins us and they're able to serve in a place like Nigeria.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.